Hello and welcome to another edition of the Sport Intern Special, a series of podcasts in which we speak to the movers and shakers within the Olympic movement. My name is Ashish Sharma. In this episode, we continue with part two of our conversation with Leons Eder. He's the president of the International University Sports Federation called FISU. Leons was recently appointed as the full-time president after having been in the role in an interim position, and we continued our conversation by expanding a bit more on his plans for the federation.
In the past 3 years, I really tried to stand for continuity, for stability and for credibility, and to protect also the image of FISU. Of course, I could work a lot also before when I had the role of the first vice president. But in difficult times, I think we must rely on a teamwork and with a strong Secretary General CEO. That's why I'm so grateful for Eric's role he played, and I believe we were really successful. I learned to concentrate on the main topics, and I also learned to delegate a lot of duties to other people, that I really could concentrate on the important topic, which means to protect the staff during the heavy COVID time, but also to maintain the activities of the executive committee mostly online, not on site, and nevertheless to try to find new hosts and to continue our work. So I really learned to concentrate on the main issues, on the main topics, and I believe together with my colleagues from the executive committee, we were really successful. And I hope that this experience I gained in the last 3 years will help me to tackle also the future challenges. And I believe that I was the only candidate is also a signal that people believed in my role as a leader in the last 3 years. And they gave me so much support also during the General Assembly that I'm confident that together with my team, again, teamwork is the key, that we can manage the future.
And you mentioned there, you know, having to steer through these COVID times. We've seen a very full calendar year for FISU. Would you say now that we're in full recovery mode from COVID?
Well, I believe that some national university sports federations still suffer from COVID, mainly financially. And not all have been so lucky to get so much support from governments or from other institutions. But we are on track with the future events, we as FISU, with the future events, except the host for the World University Winter Games 27 and 29. But I'm confident that we will find solutions very soon. Oh, I would say we have almost fully recovered from COVID, but we must be careful. In every meeting, I say, hey, another COVID can come again. But we have to learn out of this experience and to be ready. It's like when we had the tsunami in 24, you know, nobody was really prepared. But now we know what it means and we can get organized much better to be ready if another COVID or another pandemic will show up. But I think it was a learning process which helped a lot, but I believe that it would not have been necessary to go through this process. But we are almost fully recovered, I would say. Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm.
And looking ahead, you really have to hit the ground running, because although it seems like it's far away, 2025, you've got Torino, you've got Rhein-Ruhr, you've got big events coming up. How important is it going to be to get those right, and what will they mean for you moving ahead?
Yeah, you are right. The future is the next door already. So what I think, what we have to go on the way that Torino and Rhein-Ruhr already demonstrated together with FISU, to include parasports. You know, we cannot host like the Olympics later on the Paralympics, because the community of para athletes in university sports is much lower, much smaller. So we include some of the disciplines in winter and in summer into the existing sport calendar during the games. One game, but also including parasports. This is a very good move and also a signal for us to work for the championships and maybe even other events. For instance, in educational events, they are already included. Number two, depending where we go with our big events, we saw that the hotel concept can also work. I mean, for the winter sports, many times we had the concept not of centralized lodging and accommodation, but we distributed all the teams into hotels. And Rhein-Ruhr now, it's one of the first time I think that for big summer games, we don't have campuses, we have hotels. And yeah, if there is no need to construct a campus for a development of an university or a city, then we have to be flexible. On the other hand, the key word is legacy. And every host city has different reasons for legacy. And this is very important that we follow up this as well, because the public opinion nowadays, and we see it in Paris or in other Olympic Games, World Championship from Federation, it's really important to have a good legacy for the games, after the games, for the people, for the population, for the citizens, and for the sport federations.
Of course, there's a lot of talk at the moment regarding what happens to athletes, from Russia, Belarus. You know, the war is going on there. We've also got a conflict now with Israel and with Hamas in Palestine. We're seeing, how that is having an impact. How does that also impact in terms of university games and what you have to organize?
Well, regarding Paris 2024, I think this is, of course, a decision of the IOC. For the FISU games, we still have a little bit time until Torino and Rhein-Ruhr, but we have to understand that as a multi-sport federation, FISU, we depend on the international federations and cannot take their own decisions. I give you an example. If we would say yes to a sport where the international federations say no, then we have no referees, no judges, no technical officials, and that's why we depend very much on the recommendations of the IOC and the international federations. But the new executive board will be discussing this matter in the coming year, already end of February, beginning of March, while we will continue to monitor the IOC's guidelines. But this topic was on the agenda of almost every EC meeting. And of course, we are open we are still committed, of course, of upholding the principle of fairness and inclusivity in university sports, while ensuring that also the FISU Games remain a platform for the athletes worldwide, promoting unity and friendly competition. This is our main goal. But as I said before, we depend also on the international federations. And we had lots of discussions also with our members, and this reflects the diversity of attitudes toward this scene, because the students, most of the students, they are far away of being part of the military service. But as I said, if the international federations do not provide the technical officials, then we have a big problem hosting our events. And in the past years, since the war started, we have been successful with this. But we said also in the General Assembly, and clearly we stated this with a video, with a slide, we are fundamentally opposed to all forms of terrorism, violence, and hatred, regardless of where and when they happened. And we can also mention Armenia and Azerbaijan. It's Israel and Palestine, not only Russia and Ukraine. We are really very concerned for, and our deepest sympathies are with all those who have lost their loved ones in the recent violence, and with all those who now fear for their future, both in this, in all the countries I mentioned before. And we expressed our wish and hope that a peaceful resolution can be found as soon as possible everywhere. And this was also demonstrated, as I said before, during the General Assembly, with a minute of silence for all the victims, not mentioning mentioning any kind of country, just for all the victims that suffered from this.
Well, those there were the thoughts of Leons Eder. He's the president of the International University Sports Federation, FISU. Don't forget, you can always stay in touch with all the latest that's happening in the world of Olympic sport by subscribing to the Sport Inter newsletter produced every day, Monday to Friday. But until the next time, stay safe.